How can you monetize your content on Threads? Talking about Meta's Threads. This is the text-based, well, it's mostly text-based. You can also do images, confusing, but the largely text-based platform that coexists with Instagram. In this episode, we're going to talk about how you can monetize a presence or some content or some posting on Meta's Threads. There's more than 100 million users on Threads these days. So we're going to hear from Sarah in New Orleans. She's recently started posting more after moving away from Twitter, like so many of us, and she's excited about its potential. So can you actually generate income from Threads, especially now that creators are getting paid directly for posting? I'll talk about that a little bit. And if you're curious about monetizing your activity on a social network like Threads, let's look at some strategies and tips to help Sarah maximize her earnings, as well as what else we might learn. Detailed question and my comments in just 30 seconds.
Hey Chris, this is Sarah from New Orleans. I've recently started posting more on Threads, and I'm excited about its potential, especially since I stopped using Twitter last year when everything went crazy. I see that Threads is now paying creators directly for posting, so I'd like to up my game. What strategies can I use to generate income from it? Are there specific ideas I should focus on to maximize my earnings? I'd love to know any tips or directions you might have.
Hey Sarah, thanks for the question. Let's tackle it in two parts. The first part may be somewhat time specific in the sense that Meta is currently paying creators to post on Threads. They're basically paying you, if you get enough views, then they're going to give you $500 or $1,000. The specific number may vary. The specific number of views that you need to get may also vary. Basically, if you are using Instagram and you create a Threads account and you go to post on Threads, you'll probably see a message that gives you an offer or tells you how to do this. And if you haven't seen that yet, then just post some more and you'll get it. Now, this probably won't last forever. So let's also talk about what goes beyond that point. Because if you're listening to this later and it's not available, well, that's what Instagram did for Reels. And often social platforms will pay people when they are trying to build engagement and get things going. And if the offer is gone, you still might be interested in building your platform on Threads or another social network. So what do you do for that? Well, consistent content is the most important thing. Consistency is key. Post once a day, at least. You don't have to post, you know, 5 or 10 times a day. That's too much for most people. But once a day is good. And it's not just about quantity. It's about quality even more so. So you want high quality, visually appealing posts. With Threads in particular, it is more text-based, even though you can use photos and videos now. Text is the whole reason why Threads exists. It's meant to be kind of a counterpoint to Twitter or X. There are tags. Last I checked, you could only use one. That may change at some point, or maybe it's already changed. But you can add a hashtag, which might get your post seen by more people in that community. And as you go along, the weird thing with Threads, and maybe a lot of networks, but Threads in particular, is you just kind of never know what's going to work or not. And so the best thing to do is just try a bunch of different stuff and, you know, be consistent, as I said. But if something seems to get more likes or views than others, then you post more of that kind of content. Now, that brings up a whole other issue of, like, are you creating content just to please an algorithm? Or, you know, do you actually have some message that you want to share? Are you trying to build a brand? Are you trying to sell a product? As I said, that's kind of a different question. But the way that you get more views on Threads is going to be to understand the algorithm and to cater to it. So that's what you do for that. Hopefully you can make that $1,000 or whatever it is. And if not, hopefully there's some other benefit for you. Sarah, good luck. Listeners, wishing you the best as well. Let me know if I can help with something. SideHustleSchool.com. Much more is coming up in the rest of the year. New stories, new ideas, new questions, new tips. Always completely free. New episode every day. This is Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.